We are very pleased to have Galesburg Cottage Hospital as the big, big, big sponsor here today. We're pleased to join, have us join here at our broadcast location, Jim Flynn, the CEO of Galesburg Cottage Hospital. They have a tent set up right across the way from where we're at. Jim, welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Will. Pleasure to be here.
125 years Cottage Hospital has been in existence. That's really something to be proud of, isn't it?
It is, and it's really a unique day for us. Actually, the 1893, July 4th, 1893, was the first day Cottage Hospital admitted its first patient. And back then, it was literally a cottage, which is how Cottage Hospital got its name.
Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know. I asked the question, and that's what I was told.
There you go.
The first hospital had 17 patient beds, a total of 20 rooms. You know, over the years, buildings have been built, and the original cottage, of course, is no longer here. But over the years, Cottage Hospital has added several wings that you see off of Seminary Street all the way to the new entrance, which is on Kellogg Street. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is back in early 1913, I believe it was, there was a nurse's home built at Cottage Hospital, and it was a school of nursing.
Yeah.
And that operated for several decades and finally, I believe, closed sometime in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But over those years had trained over 800 nurses, and a lot of our community members still remember going through that nursing school. So there's a lot of really rich and really beautiful history at Cottage Hospital.
Other than just the general sense of time and the expansion and the addition of buildings, as you've mentioned, and rightfully necessary, how has the hospital changed? How has patient care changed in that time?
Oh gosh.
Did I just give you a loaded question?
it could be a long answer. I don't know how much time we have here.
Take all the time. I've got till 9:30.
Till 9:30. Oh, great. No pressure. So,
you know,
obviously, over the years, there's been advancements in infection control, medical technology, obviously, imaging. There wasn't imaging back in the late 1800s, obviously, but there have been many, many advancements over the years. If you look at the services that hospitals in the early 1900s provided, it was medical and some very crude and basic surgery. Over the years, that's been expanded. You know, we now offer vascular surgery endoscopically, so it's minimally invasive. There's a lot of diagnostic testing and treatment that is now available in all of the healthcare realm that is able to keep patients, identify disease earlier, treat them better, and so we kind of cover the full spectrum. We have a very very great OB, women's health services, so we take care of young babies from birth, all the way to older adults in the geriatric age. And one of the unique services that we're very proud of is our older adult behavioral health services. And so that's an inpatient geriatric psychiatry service that we have that's very unique to this community and very proud, and serves a lot of dementia, depression for older adults that really have some needs that need to be met. So we're proud to be able to serve that.
I imagine medicine and hospitals and things like that, I imagine it kind of being just when you get used to something, it sort of changes. Has that kind of how it's been, that just when you think you have something down pat, a procedure or something like that, that some new thing comes out that makes it better?
And absolutely. And I guess to me, that's the cool part of it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of really brilliant people in this world that are developing new technologies that help patients, those that would be debilitated for life and maybe can't walk. And now there are procedures and, you know, types of joint replacements, hip and knee replacements that, you know, years ago people would be wheelchair bound. But every year there seems to be some new type of technology that's coming out that helps patients live healthier lives.
And a lot of things that you can do here in town that otherwise you've had to that patients would have to go to the Peoria, Quad Cities, probably even Springfield for in the not so distant past.
Yeah, absolutely. So That's what's the really amazing thing about Galesburg Cottage Hospital. There are services that our patients receive right here. And, you know, sometimes in smaller communities, folks feel like you have to go to a big city to get these services. But we have a lot of these services right here, orthopedic surgery, general surgery, vascular, and a lot of the high-end imaging equipment that's available here in the diagnostics and the treatment that you would typically feel like you need to go to a larger community, but patients can receive that right here.
We're talking with Jim Flynn, the CEO of Galesburg Cottage Hospital, live at Lake Story Park on Galesburg's Evening News as we await Big Bang Boom 2018. Cottage Hospital is the major sponsor of this year's event, and we're very pleased to have Cottage on board with us. Some news came out yesterday involving both Galesburg Cottage Hospital and OSF St. Mary's. Both hospitals had been designated as what are called level 2 trauma centers, but it was announced that designation is kind of not in effect anymore. Can you explain to me first what a level 2 trauma center is and what the removal of this designation ultimately means? It sounds to me like it may be maybe not as big of a deal as I might think it would be.
Yeah, absolutely. So the state of Illinois and all states have some types of level of trauma designations, primarily for their emergency departments. So for the past, I don't know, several decades, both hospitals in town have been designated as a level 2 trauma center, level 1 being the highest level of care. And through some discussions with the state of Illinois, Cottage has decided to de-designate, if you will, that level 2 trauma. Now, what that means, does not mean that we're not going to be available to take care of patients that with trauma-like conditions. So, you know, we still have our emergency department nurses are trauma-trained. Our emergency physicians are all board-certified in emergency medicine. The patients that are triaged in the field by the emergency, by the first responders, depends
on... In the case of accidents and things like that?
Yeah, so it depends. You know, hospitals are designed to stabilize, and if a higher level of care is required, the hospital stabilizes the patients in the emergency department, and then we will send the patients on further. We don't really anticipate that that's really going to change. I've had conversations with GHAS about this as well, and they don't feel like this is going to be changed. But there is, some of their protocols will change. There may be a situation in which they triage in the field. They can keep the patient is stable enough to go to a higher level of care, and they may transfer the patient immediately to either Unity Point Methodist, which is level 2 trauma, or OSF St. Francis, which is level 1. But for the most part, we anticipate that those same patients will show up at our door.
And from what I read, this was a voluntary designation anyway, so it's not something, as you've said, that you necessarily need in order to keep the doors open.
Correct. And most hospitals are not, most hospitals in the state of Illinois are not a level designated emergency department.
And from what I was reading, it sounds like a costly thing to have anyway, in an environment where we all like to see costs kept as low as possible. You know, it sounds like something that if this was the first thing to go, this almost could be the first thing to go, I guess.
Yeah, I believe that's a fact, Will. Anything that we can do to lower the cost of health care for all of us is a good thing. And so I think this can be viewed by the community as a positive thing.
We're almost out of time, but you have a tent set up right across from our broadcast location near the VIP entrance to Big Bang Boom here. It's kind of a little bit of a birthday party going on here, right?
It is. We have some giveaways over there. We have some birthday cupcakes for anybody that wants to stop by. I think Eileen had just picked those up, so they're staying cool.
Did Eileen bake those herself?
She did. She was up at 2 o'clock this morning baking and icing them, and we have some other cool giveaways to folks that want to swing by and say hi to us.
And you'll be here the rest of the night, correct?
Yes, we will be here. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What was that, Eileen? Starting at 7 o'clock is when the cupcakes, I'm told, will be available. She still has a dozen or so more to bake, so that's why when she needs the extra time, I'm guessing.
Icing,
yeah. See, you know, it takes a full on effort to do something like that, for sure. But
absolutely. Well, if I could just give a shout-out, I'd like to thank all of our healthcare providers in the entire Galesburg community, all of our support staff, nurses, doctors, ancillary staff, and most importantly, the community that has supported health care here for the last 125 years. So looking forward to the next 125.
I was just thinking about that because I spent a couple of years in Springfield, and I know how crucial and how much of a big deal the medical community is there, but how it kind of operates behind the scenes with, you know, state government, for whatever it's worth, being being in front. But having that level of care here and having the medical community as strong here as it is really a pretty darn important thing, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Jim Flynn, CEO of Galesburg Cottage Hospital, thanks so much for coming by, and happy birthday.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.